Hello everyone, and welcome back to Connecting with Kylie, where today I will be discussing how to cope with a cheating partner. So, I hope you guys can sit back, relax, and enjoy this episode with me. Number 1. Reevaluate. Reevaluating your relationship after finding out that you've been cheated on, after grieving, of course. This should be your next step. Reevaluating their and your value in the relationship can really help guide you on what decision to make next. Number 2. Ask yourself about the pros and cons of saving your relationship with this person. Can you trust them again? Is it worth the work and efforts that you will have to go through to repair? Number 3. Stop going over the good things in the relationship. If you're clouding your current reality with fairytaling and idealizing the relationship, you're misguiding your internal compass that will help you to decide what is best for you. Number 4. Hear them out if they need to speak. I know that this can be very difficult to accept, but your partner has reasoning in why they cheated. If they're willing and or feel the need to tell you why they chose what they chose, it may or may not be in your best interest to hear what they have to say. This is not to state that you need to accept or forgive the information right away. Rather, just listen to it for your own closure and healing endeavors. Number 5. Know your worth. Knowing your worth is incredibly important to any healthy standing relationship. If you feel like you're better off without this relationship, it's time to reconsider your options in life and possibly choose the angle of moving on. Number 6. Talk to someone you can trust about what you're currently experiencing. Be it a therapist, a friend, or a trusted family member, it's likely that you're going to need some venting room. Releasing anger, aggression, fear, enragement, or sadness can really help you to clarify your next move, and not to mention, it can also help you reduce the fight-or-flight hormone called cortisol that's probably building or is already stationed in your body. Number 7. Self-care. Taking good care of yourself during this time is highly important. Not allowing another person to diminish your success and happiness in this life is the greatest gift you can give yourself. Love is powerful, but self-love is an unbreakable pleasure that no one else can give you the way that you can give that to you. Number 8. Find solace in new things. Diving into new hobbies, new friendships, and exciting adventures can not only speed your healing along, but it can really help you to realize how good you are on your own. Being single or separated doesn't always have to be miserable, nor should it be. Number 9. Take your power back. Realizing that no one is better than you and that you are better than no one else can be very humbling, but in a really good way. Taking your power back doesn't need to be ego-based. It can just simply look like humility and release. Number 10. Give yourself a break. If needed and you're able to take a day or a week off of work, friends, family, and social media, do so. Take a break and dive into being you, the you that is soon to emerge, new and redefined. Breakups and separations via cheating are extremely difficult, and taking time for yourself is often a necessity at this point. For healing to begin, we must take a look at ourselves, our past, and our pains. You are not weak, unworthy, or shameful because of another person's faults. It was their lack of loyalty and choice. It is not a reflection of your capabilities for love and being loved. I want to personally thank you all so much for listening to this episode, and if you enjoyed it, feel free to like, share, and subscribe on whatever platform you're listening to this on. And please note that I will also be posting new content every single week so that we can keep you up to date on your healing journey. Till next time.